Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news in an incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go. Between the ropes. Nothing else will come close. The number one radio show. This what we know. To be the best in action in the show.
2019 is looking Mo up for Between the Ropes Radio. It will be Mo Memories, Mo Superb Guest, and tonight on this Saturday night, January 26th, 2019, it's Fan Groove Night. I'm your boy, of course, Ty Ashbury, and joining me live on the biggest episode, of course, in 2019, of course, from Hollywood, an old school wrestling fan. She'll be joining me very shortly. I'm talking about Miss Mo Brown, and his lady has a lot to talk about here on Between the Ropes Radio. And as always, thank you very much for listening to your boy, Ty Ashbury, live on Between the Ropes Radio. And like I said before, and I'm damn well going to say it again. Definitely is the biggest episode to date of 2019. As always, 6 o'clock, top of the hour. Thank you for joining me live tonight here on a Saturday evening. No matter what you're doing, cooking dinner, out of the movies. Well, no, wait a minute. It's kind of hard to be listening to the show y'all in the movies. I mean, people make it mad. But anyway, it don't matter. Kind of maybe have your cell phone on the side and kind of, you know, do what you have to do. But if you're listening to Between the Ropes Radio, this is Fan Groove Night, and I said her name. I'm going to bring her in, actress of Are We There Yet?, the TV series, Cadillac Records, Crime City Diaries, and director of her own film, Depression Deep, my live guest. I'm going to bring her in, the lovely Miss Mo Brown. Miss Brown, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I have to say, I told all the listeners this is the biggest episode up to date because of you. First of all, I want to say you're a busy lady. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited to be on your show for sure.
Oh, well, most important. We all know you're busy. Lots going on with your career, and the biggest thing of all, I want to ask you, how the heck are you doing this evening? I mean, I know you're busy. You took the time out to be on the show. How are you? You got any rest time?
It is actually, it's a busy time, but this is the day that I carved out to, you know, just relax and prep to come and talk on your show. So I just finished just doing some writing and, you know, just a little, like, meditating and just some relaxation things today. Try to do some self-care. And
you know, Ms. Brown, I love that. I mean, everybody has been hitting me up all day about the show. I mean, I saw you been posting on Facebook. Here we are. We're finally here to do the show. And I call it Fan Groove Night because everybody is getting their groove on with Miss Mo Brown because you are the biggest thing going in the Hollywood scene. And, of course, you are putting the groove in Between the Ropes Radio. But, of course, Ms. Brown, the way we do things here on the show, I mean, it don't matter if you're a wrestler, an actress, the spotlight is on you. So if you're ready to talk some wrestling, you ready to go for it?
Okay, yeah. You know I love wrestling now. I'm a fan of definitely some of that old school. So let's go, baby. Let's talk about wrestling.
She threw it in there. She's talking about some wrestling. Now, of course, I definitely want to ask you first and foremost, when you heard about your boy Ty Ashbury and Between the Ropes Radio, what made you want to think to put, you know, Mo Greatness into the show to come on?
Wow. You know what? A good friend of mine, who was on your show, Demetrius Fowles, he had told me about your show, and he's a Raptors fan, and I am as well. So when he spoke to me about it, I couldn't help but to do the show once he mentioned it to me because I love wrestling. So I was like, let's get on and talk live about it. And that's something I can do. I don't mind. I love it.
I really appreciate this. But the one thing, Ms. Brown, I wanted to ask you, you said you're into meditation, and that's something I really need to take up on it being the new year. How beneficial is it to a person? Because I think I may try it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think meditation, definitely, especially even with wrestling, like before going out there and really, you know, having these big battles, you know, the meditation is a way to really, like, quiet that mind and to center yourself, you know, before you go out and perform and give your best or whatever it is that you're about to do. So it's definitely, if you're like a busy person or a rapid thinker, you know, when that mind is just racing sometimes, or when you're just out in the world and it's just like that moment when you become overwhelmed, that breathing always brings you back to yourself and always brings you back to center. So I definitely recommend it. And I also, you know, like have like the small starts for people if they're interested in, you know, meditation, because it's definitely a great way to center yourself, gives you that peace of mind, that slow. So I think you'll benefit from it, even wrestlers as well.
Hey, you know, she said the best meditation is the way to go. Even for me, I mean, I had to get me in some Mo meditation when you were coming on the show. I had to take a deep breath and everything because I know tonight was going to get the realest of realest because we are talking wrestling, as Ms. Brown said tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, of course, here we go. She's clapping, I'm clapping. We got to go. So the first question I'm going to ask you, actually, this is a three-part question. This is three parts of this question I want to ask you. Now, being an old school fan, and I love old school wrestling myself, the first part of this question is, who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh, my. I will have to, all right, now, it's going to date back, though, now, because I do watch some of the wrestling and some of the new ones out on the scene, but one of my favorite of all time has to be Hulk Hogan. Between Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage. I don't know if you guys remember Macho Man Randy Savage. We all know Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, yes. So it's between those two. That was always, you know, very hard for me to choose. So that, I got to say those two I'm battling with still till today.
Well, I have to say, well, you know something, Miss Brown, sister, I have to tell you. I can't do it all. Save my life.
Hey, give it. I love that. He gives that extra beautiful personality, which, you know, goes into, like, the whole thing with performance and entertainment, baby. He gives it to us.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, too, Miss Brown, that people, of course, say, well, Hogan, he wasn't the greatest wrestler, blah, blah, blah. But one thing you have to say about Hulk Hogan to me is like Michael Jordan. He put the sport on the map, and a lot of people got to understand that. Mm-hmm. Without Hogan, wrestling wouldn't be mainstream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, yeah, and I'm so glad that I was a part of, like, that era and that time because, yeah, he really made it, he took it to the next level.
Now, actually, this brings me to I think you just answered my second question to the three-part series, who your second favorite wrestler was. So I'm going to be guessing who he is, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man, yes. But hold on, I have another one. Okay, see, so it may be the three. So I have another one. We got Macho Man, and then we can't forget Ric Flair. Okay, now? Woo! There we go, all right? So, So, there we go. We got the three, top three. I kind of broke the rules a little bit, but, yeah, top three.
I mean, I'm sure everybody listening live to the show right now, I love Ric Flair, and, you know, God bless, you know, Mean Gene, but I used to love when Ric Flair would be like, Mean Gene. He'd say it for like a half hour.
A half hour, right? I'm like, well, hold the note, give it to him, right? It was amazing. And gave that wrestling right after it. I love it.
now, of course, now you said, of course, digging Hulk Hogan, digging the Macho Man. Now, we all know those two used to go at it, like nail and nail. They used to go at it. What is your favorite Hulk Hogan, Macho Man moment? Because they had many. They had a lot of them.
Oh, wow. You know what? I think it was those cage wrestling matches when it would be at the end of the WWF, and I forgot what they called the ones where they were all fighting in the cage. I know this is crazy, but it was, you know, they used to get down, but they were all in the cage and they all had to fight, but it would be like the five biggest like battle pairs in there. So it would be like five pairs, but they're all like fighting. So I don't know. I think it was probably one of those where Macho Man and where they had to go against each other. I think it was one of those cage fights when it got real.
Had to get real groovy. I think probably.
Yeah, I don't know which one, but I know it had to be one of those cage fights.
It sounds like to me when the biggest time when Macho Man and Hogan went after each other and they fought each other was when Royal Rumble 89, when Hogan accidentally knocked Macho Man out the ring and Elizabeth had to separate him and Macho Man was like pissed off.
Oh,
that's the one time when they went at it.
I think I remember that because they was having the chairs. I think Hulk always was too on Macho Man. Those chairs when it came out. Yeah, I think it got really bad though, yeah, right?
Yeah, they and the whole thing. Then Macho Man was so paranoid over Elizabeth. We all love Macho Man and Elizabeth. They brought the golden years to TV to watch them. But I'm pretty sure, and anybody want to call on to the show and talk to us about this, I'm pretty sure it was Royal Rumble 89 when Hogan knocked Macho Man over the ropes, and Macho Man was not too thrilled about that.
Not too thrilled at all. It was pretty intense. But it was one of the most memorable moments, like, on television.
Definitely. We got a cool moment on the show right now. We got a grooving moment. My live guest tonight from Hollywood, actor sensation, she is live. Miss Mo Brown is on the show. You want to call in and talk to her? 646-716-5926. We are talking about some wrestling, and we actually are pretty much, about it, we are on the eve of the Royal Rumble, which happens tomorrow night, too.
Oh.
So if you want to talk anything wrestling, we're here. So, we are definitely rumbling tonight on Between the Ropes Radio. Now I want to talk about something, though. You brought up a good point, Ms. Brown, about how back then it was Hogan and then Macho Man. Macho Man was always in that close second, but if you fast forward the years, though, you always had Stone Cold and The Rock. They were also kind of like that. They were all the top two guys.
Yes, man, I will say, I took a hiatus, but coming back to those two was refreshing. Yes, because they're great wrestlers. Yeah, they give it. They really give it. I like both of them equally. It's like
Mo Brown has come to Between the Ropes. I was trying to say a rock thing there.
I love it. Now, who's your favorite?
Now,
who's your favorite now?
My favorite. Stone Cold and Rock. Oh, man. I like when guests ask me a question. I don't mind doing anything for the listeners and my guests. So do you mean my top favorite two wrestlers or my just number one favorite?
Maybe the top two favorite. I like to go into two in pairs.
Oh, man. Number one, everybody who knows me knows, well, he's long passed on. My favorite wrestler of all time was Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. I was a big Mr. Perfect fan.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, he was definitely he had the hair, the look, the towel. He was perfect. Now, probably my second, I'm gonna say Macho Man. You know what? I'm gonna take it back. Everybody's like, come on, Ty, man. But I'm gonna say either.
That's a good one.
It's a second, like a in between, a tie between Macho Man, Randy Savage, and Bret the Hitman Hart, probably for me.
Oh, the Hitman Hart. Oh, okay, you're giving me life now. Okay, these are some good ones. Those are good choices. Those are good choices on the E. You know, on the E.
This next question, Ms. Brown, it's like we flipped the switch on this question now. We talked about wrestlers who we like. Now, who is one wrestler you couldn't stand? Anytime they came out in the ring, you're just like, oh, I can't stand them.
Man, wow. Who didn't I like? You know what? The Bushwhacker Twins. I don't know. They were a little bit out there for me. I don't know. Do you remember the Bushwhacker Twins?
The Bushwhackers, they used to come out and lick people. The Bushwhackers, I think they were more like towards the kids. They were fun.
Yeah, they were fun. They were pretty fun. A little gross at times. I'm sorry. I'll be honest. It was just like some of those things were a little bit like extreme, but I mean, I get it, you know. But I will have to say the Bushwhacker Twins were the only ones that I didn't really have full excitement for when I saw them. You know, when they wrestled too, their technique was a little bit, I don't know, not masculine. Nothing I was interested in. I don't know. It didn't give me that
Then of course you also had a tag team that was, well, they were nasty. The Nasty Boys. They used to put like they would put your face in each other's armpits, and that's what the Nasty Boys did. So
you see what I'm saying? That's the thing that I couldn't get with. So just on several reasons.
The biggest thing about, of course, Ms. Brown, is as far as we all know who you love as wrestlers. Everybody has a different answer about why. What about wrestling makes them get into it? For you, what was it about wrestling that really drew you in? Was it the storylines, the in-ring action, the interviews?
It was definitely the storyline, the presentation, like the whole put together before they got on the ring. Like how they got to the ring was the big thing for me. So the show up and how they got to the ring would kind of prep me and give me an idea on, like, if I would like them. Something about that opening song, the choice, how they came out, you know, all that at the beginning, that storyline got me. And see, when they got, and some of the moves, too. I like the moves, like when they had the clever moves on how they took somebody down in the ring, especially if you did something from the corner and you jumped on the top and you kind of just body slammed them. You know, like the body slams and the entrance, all that. So you got to have those moves and you got to have that whole, like, entrance that put together, how you get to the ring. That shows a lot, a whole lot.
And pretty much, yeah, like you said, too, it's like making an impact. I mean, if there's one wrestler whose move, we would do it on our brother, sister, or cousin, Macho Man. When Macho Man got on the top rope for that elbow, you knew it was going down.
You knew that was the move that was going to get the one, two, three, and the ding, ding, ding. You knew he was putting him down. He was putting him to sleep. And the sleeper, oh, my goodness, the sleeper. That one used to scare me a little bit because I thought it was real. I thought people were really in the ring. I don't know. I don't know. I thought they were dying. It was very scary for me. The sleeper.
I know, right? It's just like, you know, some. I mean, you know, for me, I've, of course, me and my cousins, we've wrestled before. I mean, we've had concussions. I mean, we've knocked each other out. And as it says when it comes on, do not try this at home. But we didn't care. We just wanted to be wrestlers.
Yes. And then that sleeper move, man, that will show you that it's real because it's like it's a certain area, I think, in your neck or something that can kind of just put you to sleep for a few seconds. Well, a few minutes. Don't try it at home.
Like I said, don't try this at home. I remember when I was growing up, I used to build wrestling rings. I would take rubber bands and tie them together and make like long like ropes like out of rubber bands. And my mom hated that because she's like, boy, you're gonna hang yourself. Take that down, and you know.
Oh my goodness, that was unique though. See, the imagination was at work. That's a good thing. Look, that's a great thing. As an actress, I can appreciate that.
Now, Ms. Brown, definitely we talk about you're definitely old school wrestling. Who isn't old school when it comes to watching wrestling? As far as we're in 2019, do you still watch it and have some characters that stick out now, or you just don't feel the characters how it was back then?
I'll be honest, I just kind of strayed away from it, no particular reason. Still a big fan. Like, if my friends are watching it and I'm over the house on a particular night, I'll sit down and I'll watch, and you know, it'll definitely be good feelings, and I'll fall right back in. But no particular reason now, just a switch of scenery. So yeah, I'm always going to be a wrestling fan, but I don't have any knowledge right now who's hot, you know, and who's not.
Who's hot? Give me your groove on. You got to get your groove on.
Yeah,
and who's
yeah,
hot?
Let me know. Yeah, y'all got to keep me. I got to keep me in the loop. Y'all got to come and check you guys. Get back on you guys' website so I can know who's hot. Get on the radio show and check it out. Call in. See who's hot.
Now, of course, Miss Brown, truly an honor to have you on the show. Like I said, you pretty much popped off 2019 for your boy Ty Asbury and Between the Ropes Radio. Now, are you ready for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center? This is a big part of the show, so you ready?
Yes, I am. I am ready.
Okay, so the way this question is, this makes you think, and you probably, and a lot of guests, they always say this, damn Ty, you got me good, because this is a damn good question. So this is actually going to be a two-parter, so I'm going to read the first one off to you, and like I said, everybody listening live, get your groove on and listen as well. So the first one is, of course, now, if the great Mo Brown became a wrestler, what would her name be?
Oh, my. What would my name be if I was a wrestler? Mo, time for the get down Brown.
That works. Hey, it there you go.
Mo, time for the get down Brown. You know what I mean? Something like that, right?
I like that. I mean, Mo means like when I think of Mo, you mean Mo is like more is going to happen. So you could, you know, you'd be like Mo, like Miss Kick Ass or something. Like you have the name that something will work. I mean, what you just said,
yeah.
It clicks.
It clicks, right? And then you could say, you know what I mean? Maybe the crowd could say, you know, time for the get down, and then you know, wow, you know, kind of give it that how hollow. When he's boxing and stuff, you know, give it that little dance or something. It'd be like a little jingle. So yeah, I think that's what it would be.
Now, like I said, now you're actually you came up with a pretty good name. Now tomorrow at the Royal Rumble, now you do know they have an all women's Royal Rumble. Now, you sure you're not gonna be a surprise entry into the women's Royal Rumble tomorrow?
Oh, why you tell me that? Hold on, I gotta call my seamstress. I gotta call my homegirl who be putting them outfits together, who put them together. I might have to slide in there now. Come on, I don't know if I can do that though. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. we'll keep them wondering,
now,
right?
Yeah, well, I'll be watching Royal Rumble tomorrow, so I'm gonna be like, Miss Brown, she won't come out here. I'll be watching for you tomorrow. So I don't know. Never say never.
Never say never.
Now, of course, part two of the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, the biggest part of the show. Now, of course, I asked Ms. Brown if she became a wrestler, where her name would be. Of course, she dropped it on this groove style. Now, part two would be.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I can't hear you. You said part two?
Oh, yeah, I guess we had a little technical difficulties. Nah,
oh,
but
yeah,
I'm here.
We did. It was a little delay part. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Like I said, things happen when you're live on the show. I don't know. I could definitely read you the question over again. I don't know if you heard it or not.
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't.
Okay, so this is part two of the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center question. This is part two. Now, in your mind right now, one actress you would want to face in the main event at WrestleMania, who would it be?
Okay. An actress I would want to face.
The biggest stage of them all, WrestleMania.
It will be Viola Davis.
Oh.
I would probably give her a hug, though, because I really like, she's awesome. I don't know. You just put me in the whole, like, what actress would I want to meet one day? And then we can crawl on just artistic wrestling greatness, like, the, you know, this whole thing. I will hug her first, though, but it would be validated. Yes. Gotta give,
well, you know, the best in acting, right? Well, like you said, I mean, you give her a hug, then you got to, you know, fight and scrap. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a hug and a beat down, so.
And a beat down, you know, just like, I'm doing this because I love you, Viola, you know, only because I love you a lot. I had to pick somebody. Yeah.
Well, of course, this leads me to my last question to ask you. And first of all, I definitely got to say, Ms. Brown, it's been an absolute honor to have you on tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio Saturday night. And the tagline tonight is Fan Groove Night, because you bring the groove and you are a fan of wrestling. And like I said, this is truly an honor.
And I am thankful and very grateful and happy to have been on the show. Thank you for making my night.
Definitely. But before you go, we definitely want to ask you, because like I said, I'm a fan. All your fans listening live, they love you. So we all want to know, what can we see more of you from the big screen, the TV, and your director's chair? What's going on with Mo Brown? Tell us what's up.
Well, I will say, guys, I recently wrote a film called Depression Deep, and it's really attacking a lot of the things that we're dealing with, like in today's society, and a lot of the stigmas that we need to break. You know, I'm really attacking, which is things like mental illness, suicide, domestic violence, self-esteem, depression, and overall the intervention of God. So the film is called Depression Deep, and I plan on really pushing it hard in the film festival circuit, as well as trying to get some funding for it. So that's my latest thing, and I'm directing it as well. I have a great, amazing team that I call the Good Bad Tribe. And we, you know, it's about 13 of us, and together we are shooting this film. We're midway through filming. So it's a great experience. I'm a first-time director, and it is pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. So that is what I'm working on currently. And then you can always, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say you're doing definitely great things. I mean, God bless you with all your endeavors. I mean, that's what's up. I mean, you can't beat that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I want y'all to stay on the frequency with that, because, you know, it's important. It's important to really check in with people today and check in with the human spirit and just see, you know, really how we're doing, and leading with love and really just being authentic and just coming from a space of realness and really being vulnerable. And that's what this season is about. That's the strength, you know.
Well, I definitely want to say there's one big reason why Hollywood would get seriously real in 2019, because of this beautiful lady who was my guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio, Miss Mo Brown, and truly an honor, because I have to say, she brought the groove to Between the Ropes Radio Saturday night. She's an old school wrestling fan. I mostly want to say that, God bless, good luck in everything that you do. You definitely will succeed, and you're always welcome back on Between the Ropes Radio.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you too. And I look forward to coming back.
Hey, definitely. You definitely got to come back and light this up like you did, and having us all laugh. And definitely, good luck in everything.
All right, thank you. And you guys enjoy your night and keep it live out there. All right, get ready for tomorrow. What is it? The Royal Rumble.
Definitely the Royal Rumble tomorrow night. Miss Brown's out. Your boy Ty Asbury, he's out too. Thank you for listening to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. My live guest tonight was, of course, actress, as well as a true sensation. Miss Mo Brown was my guest tonight. Have a great night, everybody. This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Miss Mo Brown is out. I'm out as well. Peace out.
Right.
Have a great night.
Peace out.
true for you, you know I'm winning y'all. Go. Between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show, this what we know. To be the best in action in the shows. Between the ropes, radio